still sounding as fresh as it did 40-odd years ago. Matthew and the Son, of course, with Cat Stevens. Hopefully people might see what we did there. Oh, Cat Stevens. So that must obviously introduce the legendary person who looks after cats and dogs, of course, together with her husband, Dennis, at the Raw Animal Sanctuary just outside Robin Hood's Bay. Norma Carrick, are you there, Norma?
Yes, I am.
Marvellous, yes. So I thought Cool for Cats was what we introduced you to on the very first debut. We need to have a sort of feline theme running through on this. So it's nice to connect together, really. Obviously, there are lots of other cat themes available, which we can look towards in full force. We spoke yesterday, and we did a little feature then and covered how things were developing on this, and we were delighted to find that our Jim Reeves tribute artiste, who indeed will be joining us in an attempt to go for the Guinness Book of Records in July, actually has successfully managed to raise some funds with your good self. That, of course, is Ian Stevens.
That's correct. Yeah.
Which is great stuff from that point of view. But obviously, we need to continue with this. In the studio, we have Joe Hudson, who you spoke to on your debut. We also have Emma Gavilet. Let's go to Joe first. Any questions you want to put to Norma about how the whole thing's going at the Animal Sanctuary? Because yesterday, actually, some of the stories we were hearing, amazing, in terms of there's all sorts of cues to book people for this. Anyway, Joe.
Well, what has happened to the Animal Sanctuary, good or bad, since the last time we spoke?
Well, slightly bad. Because of the economic situation, we're finding more dogs are coming in, and we're having to double up and put two in a pen. It's just pretty horrendous. We've still got two dogs waiting to come in, and we just haven't the room.
So would you suggest that people get down there and start adopting?
Start adopting, or come and even just walk the dogs, which is a lot, is a big job for Dennis and I ourselves. Because I'm 70, he's 76, and walking a lot of dogs is quite daunting, quite honestly.
That's the thing that I just find so inspiring about this whole setup, basically. That at a time where, let's be honest, there is certain folks thinking, well, you're septuagenarians now, one needs to be sort of thinking about taking time out. We've got another 30 or 40 years to go. Do we really want to actually be sort of walking the dogs up and down the moors? But, you know, in many ways, that it's that sort of keeps the thing going. Let's turn to Emma. Are you a pet lover?
This is our retirement.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yes. Emma, are you a pet lover, a cat and dog lover?
I like cats, but I have a phobia of dogs, actually.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, my parents don't really like having pets in the house, so the only thing I'm ever allowed to have is either a tortoise or a goldfish. And it looks like I'm stuck with the goldfish, really, because tortoises cost quite a bit.
They're very expensive at the moment, yes.
Well, there we are, you see, the confessions of Emma Gavilet from that point of view. But I'm just thinking, Emma's A-levels currently looming and so on. I mean, in terms of the age profile of the people you're looking for volunteers to actually help out with you at this this sanctuary, obviously Joe's just turned 18. Mm-hmm. Are you looking for the younger end? Are you looking, or is it a case of...
Any age.
Right.
I mean, pensioners that could be as fit as Dennis and I are, or... We have a young lady here at the moment called Iona that comes every Saturday to help, and she's only 14, so it's a broad spectrum.
Fantastic. I must admit, the other thing that sprang to mind is, given your tremendous propensity for fitness, as I say, in your 70s, as you mentioned, I'm thinking fitness DVDs here for the Silver Surfer. I'm thinking a marketing opportunity here.
Yes,
it's a thought from that point of view. I mentioned, obviously, Ian Stevens. Did you manage to get to see Ian Stevens perform, by the way?
Yes.
And is it, because I've just heard him on CD, actually. We've chatted several times to him and obviously worked through that. Is he as good as he appears?
It was lovely. The only thing about it was he dragged me upon stage, and I'm very embarrassed. And no, I found that pretty horrendous.
The fact, Norma, I did say once your sort of first interview went out to the world via southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com, you know, that was it. You know, the fans, the whole scenario, your life will never be the same again.
No.
Literally life-changing.
But you can't see me, you see. That's the difference. The audience could all see me.
Well, it's only a matter of time before we actually... in fact, as I say, we're looking hopefully probably towards the end of June, early July-ish. In fact, probably at the same time as we do this this Guinness sort of attempt to work through it. Because the big question is, do you think Ian Stevens is going to be able to cope with actually singing in a lifeboat? Because as well as actually travelling up and down Saltburn, you weren't expecting this. But
no, I wasn't.
Neither was I. But there's a suggestion that we combine this programme, you know, from going up and down on the Saltburn lift, etc. at the time, to also have, thanks to, I think it's Dennis as well, this notion. Well, in fact, Norma, share with us what you want to put us both into a lifeboat and then sort of go all at sea, quite literally.
It's not me, it's Minty that wants to do that, but she got in touch with us to ask, with Dennis being an ex-lifeboatman, to have to go to get in touch with to do it, and hopefully it's going to come off, and he's going to just probably sing some sea shanties, something like yeah. that, in the lifeboat. And she's hoping that then it'll go in the Guinness Book of Records.
Well, we do have an interview coming up later on today with the chief editor, or the editor-in-chief, to be precise, of the Guinness Book of Records. Of course, the man who stepped into Norris McPhurter's shoes, Craig Glendy,
yes.
who's online. I didn't have the heart to broach it initially with him, but we're working through that. You know, we're building up, building up to that whole side of things, etc.
Very good.
It's all great stuff on that thing. See what a station you're potentially joining, Emma. You know, it's all sorts of exciting things happening from that point of view. Emma, any questions you want to put to Norma about the animal sanctuary and so on?
How long have you been running for?
How long?
Yes, how long?
Well, we helped with Whitby Dog Rescue for a number of years, and then we started on our own about 11 years ago, and we've been rescuing ever since, and hope to continue for another 11 years.
At least, I would have thought, at least, from that point of view. Norma, in terms of, obviously, the web address, just working through that, I did actually use that wonderful search engine Google to actually track things down. Still, your interview comes up with us on Southside Broadcasting, which is fine from that. Are we still setting up a website? Is it in the process of being established, really?
I've got one.
Oh, right.
I'll get you it. 1 second.
Marvellous. This is great stuff here. Oh, nice. This is technology. You see, I bet Norma wouldn't actually handwrite a navigation. It's great stuff.
You're not going to let that go, are you?
Oh, great.
Right,
okay, Norma. Where are we?
We have a website and an email.
Well, let's just go for the website, because we'll pick that one up from that one.
It's Raw Animal Rescue.
Okay.
.yahoo.co.uk.
This is all great stuff, actually. I managed to just I'm just getting
friends
to the Yahoo.
Set it up for us, and there are pictures of some of the dogs on. I think
this
it's pretty
great.
Much up to date as well.
Well, we've sort of fired the machine up in the studio here, and it's hopefully sort of going to spin round to this magical thing, because it's always nice to have that share. If not, then probably our connection is going down. Clearly, as we've said before, the fantastic work that you actually put together. Oh, yes, I've got. I had a bizarre scenario there in terms of Yahoo. I don't know what's going on at this particular. I shall have to check it out later
okay.
on that particular. Joe, any other points and things you want to raise with Norma?
Well, do you take more like exotic animals?
Not really. We did have a chipmunk in, he actually died about 6 months ago. He was found running around on the road, and we had him for about 2 years. But mostly it's cats and dogs, goats, sheep, ponies, and lots of ducks and hens.
Now, kind of going back to the dog side of it, is there any kind of particular breeds that seem to be like handed in more than others?
Staffies. Uh-huh. Yes, definitely. We had a little Staffie came in, Bessie, and she was quite vicious when she came. She's been here about 18 months now, and she's absolutely lovely. So it's what the owners do, it's not the dogs.
No, do you have any like personal favourites that are there at the moment, or do you just like
old
maple?
Yes, the Staffy Bessie.
Oh.
She's gorgeous, she really is. But it's difficult to home them, it really is.
Mm. Well, again, as always, we're more than happy to sort of support that and continue to work through that. As we mentioned last time, Norma, hopefully it won't be too long before we do come down and see you in person, so
that'd
to speak.
Be lovely.
So I think we'll go for that. Are you up for that, Joe, when you finish your exams?
Yeah, I think it'd be good.
Marvellous. What about yourself, Emma? Do you think you'd like to join us on a little location report?
I think I'll come along, yes.
Yeah. I mean, after having done a presentation about the Holocaust, I think, you know, at least you can actually do is talk about cats and dogs and various other bits and pieces, really. It's a lot more positive on the whole system from that point of view. And Norma, it's been, as always, an absolute fantastic joy to be able to connect with your good self. I haven't quite managed to connect with we've got the Yahoo site that's been coming up, but that's a different line entirely, so we'll sort something else out, I'm sure. Two final questions. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
I have very much, sir. Thank you.
And can we look forward to obviously connecting up with you again in the very near future?
Right, thank you.
I think that's a yes then. This is fantastic stuff. Norma Carrick from the Raw Animal Sanctuary. Rescue? Sanctuary? She gone?
Sanctuary.
That's right. Just outside Robin Hood's Bay. We salute you. Take care now.
Thank you. Bye.